My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. Welcome, family, to episode 69 of The H Project. Wow, it feels so good to be back. The last episode was released January 8th. That was over 2 months ago. You know, and I'm being 100% completely transparent and honest with you guys, but it felt so good to take a step back. But I'm back here, and you know, it's just never felt so good to talk to this microphone, to you guys. And by the way, this is a new mic. I just picked up a Blue Yeti, and let me know what you guys think. The audio already sounds better on this end, but I never know until after the show is actually produced and edited and all that fun stuff. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. So the last 2 months, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to catch you guys up to my life. It's been crazy. It's been fun, and I've learned a lot. So I've picked up a full-time job at a car dealership, and I'm selling cars. And I am 100% grateful that I did, because you know I've been able to put money away on a new company that I'm starting, which I haven't talked to you guys about yet. Which I know I will. You guys will be the first I talk to. I've already done a ton of testing, hopefully we'll be launching that early summer to midsummer, maybe. Who knows? But more on that topic later. But I've been learning so much just about the sales process, about how to treat people. I've been able to really utilize everything that I've learned over the last few years from reading books, from listening to podcasts firsthand. And I've utilized it in some of my other startup stuff. But it's just been very cool that I've been able to utilize it on a daily basis with unique situations. Every customer is so different. And I think my next episode, I'm going to be talking about why I think everyone should pick up a sales position or a sales job, any kind of insurance, whatever. It doesn't matter what you're selling, but it's so beneficial to really understand how to sell things and the benefits of selling it. And if you're a good salesperson, you will forever have a job or have an advantage over someone who doesn't know how to sell anything. Guys, we're constantly selling ourselves. We're selling our voices. We're selling everything, the way we look, the way we act, our products. Like I said, we're constantly selling. So anyways, we'll move on from that topic, and we'll save that for next week. This episode, I'm going to be talking about self-awareness. I'm reading a new book, hashtag Ask Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk, he just came out with this book about a week ago. I'm out halfway through it, and it is phenomenal. Go and get it right now. Like, I'm 100% positive it's the best book you'll ever read. There's a ton of other goodies, you know, how to win and influence people. I mean, there's a ton of different things, but this is the best book of 2016. And will be, I think, for the next few years. And Gary Vaynerchuk, if you guys know who he is, he talks a lot about self-awareness. And it's something that I've really been able to adopt over the last year or so. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about why it's important, what it is, and how you can leverage that in your life, in your relationships, your businesses, regardless. So what is self-awareness? Self-awareness is having the know-how or the knowledge of the things you suck shit at and the things you're great at. And why is that so important? I think it's so important because it tells you the things you need to stay away from, and it tells you the things you need to put all of your energy into. Gary Vaynerchuk constantly talks about focusing on the things you're good at and punting, and staying away from the things you suck at. Because if you suck at something and you spend all of your time trying to better that something, the idea of you being great at that thing you suck ass at you're never going to be able to be great at it, most likely. And instead of focusing your energy on the things you suck at, you should be focusing 100% of your time on the things you're good at and being great at it and leveraging that skill regardless of what it is. If you can speak, if you can, you know, speak on this microphone, if you can talk to people, if you can sell things and you suck at like writing, right? Why are you going to spend all your time writing when you should be spending all of your time getting better at the thing you're already good at and being great at that one thing? You know, there's a ton of ways that you can build self-awareness. But it's not, you know, it's not something that you really need to cultivate. It's something that you just need to do. Yoda says it best for all you Star Wars geeks is there's no try, there's just do. So if you want to be a better listener, start listening, right? If you want to be more self-aware, sit back and realize the things that you're good at. Realize your strengths. Realize your weaknesses. Because, you know, that's this first step in whatever you're doing. That's the first thing you need to realize. You know, sit down, write it out. What are your strengths? So me personally, some things that I'm good at, and this is not written down or anything, guys. This is just off the top of my head. I think I'm good at connecting with people. I'm good at just talking and digging and getting people comfortable enough to tell me things that they just wouldn't tell some random guy on the street. So what I do is, for example, when selling cars, I didn't know the product. I don't give a shit about cars. I do not care. I don't care about the shiny things. I don't care what they do. I don't care. So what I really had to rely on was the way I can connect with people. That's why I've been able to be as successful as I am. And I'm not the best car salesman by any means, but I'm just telling you my experience with this. You know, I've really had to rely on being able to connect with people and letting people or getting people to put their wall down. That's what I'm saying. I didn't, you know, I suck at the product knowledge side of things, and obviously I've gotten better. But instead of me really focusing all my time on product knowledge, I've really focused my time on connecting with people and getting people comfortable and get their walls down. So how can you be self-aware? Like I said, I think you just got to do it. But another thing you can do is, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk tells us, he says, find someone that you trust. Seriously, that trust, you completely trust them with everything. Sit them down and be 100% vulnerable to them and ask them, say, hey, be 100% honest with me. It won't hurt my feelings. What are some things that I'm good at? You know, what are some things I suck at? Ask them that question and see what they say, because it's always, it's just an interesting perspective. So I asked my girlfriend this, and she was very on point with where I felt like I thought I was good at and was shitty at. So some things I think I suck at is paying attention, because I'm so wrapped up in my own world sometimes. Another thing I think I'm not great at is writing copy, right? I don't think I have the best grammar in the world. I have good ideas and I can write them, but structuring them maybe, you know, there's a lot of things I suck at, but I don't spend all my time working on those things. I spend more time on the things that I'm good at, like connecting with people, talking to people, executing. I'm good at executing. I'm good at just doing things. I'm good at coming up with ideas and just pushing on those ideas and making them reality. So why I think self-awareness is so important, you know, I think if you can deploy all of your energy into those things you're good at, and eventually you cultivate those skills and you become great at them, you're going to then, you understand where you are in this world. You understand where you need to be in this world. What's his name? Seth Godin talks about, that's actually Jim Collins. Jim Collins wrote a book, Good to Great. And he talks about, he uses a bus as a metaphor, and you are the driver, and you are, your job, your sole purpose in your organization is to put people in the right seats. Before you can put people in the right seats, you must be aware of what those seats are, how their strengths can leverage in that position, and why aren't you in that position, right? You're not in that position because you're not great at it. Why would you do something that you're not great at, right? And fill that position with someone who is great, leverage their skills, and move on, right? That's what a leader does. So that's what self-awareness, that's how self-awareness is going to play into your life. Self-awareness is going to allow you to deploy all of your effort and you know, everything into one, into your, what you're good at. But you don't know what that one thing is or a few things are until you sit down and have a real, real 100% real moment with yourself and being 100% vulnerable and transparent with yourself, not telling yourself lies about things you think you're good at when you're really not, right? So how self-awareness is gonna, it's gonna change your life, because you're never gonna be more present in front of your girlfriend or boyfriend, right? So this is my situation. You know, I found myself coming home at night and my escapism was to play on my phone and to let my mind just go into my Instagram feed, whatever. But now that I'm self-aware, that doesn't make my girlfriend feel good. I can now look at the situation and make a thoughtful decision, right? I can make a decision to then say, okay, I'm going to put my phone down and I'm going to talk with her and make her feel loved and make her feel special. See how valuable that can be in your relationships? Now, what about in a new organization, right? So, you know, when you're hiring someone, being self-aware and say, okay, you know, how do I feel with this person? Do I trust my gut, right? You know, trusting in your intuition, having empathy, having gratitude. These are all things that self-awareness is going to help you. You know, I'm going to read this passage and actually in Ask Gary Vee. And I think it, you guys are going to like it, but Gary Vaynerchuk uses this example. He says, take sales, for example. You can set the tone in a scenario, anticipate how other people might react, and thus be prepared to address their concerns and questions even before they've been able to articulate them. It's a really valuable tool to have in your communication tool belt, and it's something I look for and admire in others. Self-awareness is underestimated now, but I know someday when I'm in my 50s, 60s, or 70s, it will be subject of matter of the day. If there was a chapter in this book that you would read, that would read twice, I'd ask that it'd be this one. This is chapter 17 in hashtag Ask Gary V. Go through that chapter, guys. Read it. And I'm telling you, this is, I think, the most important attribute for anyone to live by. You know, sit back, write down the things you think you're good at, write the things down you think you're bad at, ask those, be vulnerable, don't let it get to your ego, because that is how you're going to progress in life. That is how we're going to get to the next level, by being self-aware of those things and then deploying our efforts into things we're great at or good at. And so eventually we will be great, and then we can then show the world the things that we can do, and we're going to leverage those skills, right? So I'm a little rusty. This episode, I mean, I know I said 100%, probably 100% of the time, but I love you guys. I'm back 100%. I will be on here a few times a week, as much as I can, talking about things that matter to me, hopefully matter to you. If there's anything that you think I should talk about, reach out. Reach out to me on Instagram at alexzander_h. That is Alexander H with a Z in the middle of it. Reach out to me on Facebook. Guys, I want to listen to you guys. I want to hear feedback. I know this podcast is a little bit longer than I want it to be. It's 10:33 p.m. on a Sunday night, March 20th. This is the one-year anniversary for the H Project. I've been doing this for a year. This is the 69th episode. And we have hundreds to go. I am grateful for every single one of you who listen to this podcast. You know, I 100% believe in depth over width. And I'd rather have one person listen to this episode or this podcast in general and take something from it than a million who just listen to it and they don't get anything from it. Depth over width. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.